Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
Dear esteemed listeners and cherished supporters, I come before you today with great joy and gratitude as we celebrate a remarkable milestone. Over the past year, Winning Every Day has been touching lives and resonating with hearts across the world. It has become a beacon of hope and inspiration, reaching individuals from all walks of life, regardless of borders or boundaries. From the bustling cities to the tranquil countryside, from Africa to Europe, North America, South America, Asia, Australia, and to the other parts of the world, the message of Winning Every Day has traveled far and wide. What makes Winning Every Day even more extraordinary is that it is provided to all listeners free of charge. In a world often fueled by material desires and self-interest, Winning Every Day serves as a testament to the power of love and grace of God to mankind. It brings us a daily reminder of God's care to a dying world. Once again, I extend my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for being a part of this incredible journey. Together, let us strive to make Winning Every Day an even greater force for positive change in the world by sharing the love with friends and loved ones. Thank you, and may the Lord's blessings be with you all.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life is full of uncertainties. One moment, everything seems to be going according to plan, and the next, we're facing unexpected challenges that shake us to our core. In those moments, it's easy to wonder, is God really in control? Today, we're diving into this powerful truth. God is always in control. No matter what life throws our way, He is sovereign, He is faithful, and He is working all things together for our good. So, if you're feeling overwhelmed, uncertain, or just need a reminder that God's got you, this message is for you. Let's lean into His promises and find peace in His perfect plan. Today's topic is, God is always in control. And our Bible text is from Isaiah 46 verses 9 to 10.
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9 to 10. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please.
Hello, I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you are, whatever you're facing today, I pray this message reminds you of this powerful truth. God is always in control. Let me start with a story, one that truly embodies this theme. It's about Corrie ten Boom, a Dutch Christian who, along with her family, helped many Jews escape the Holocaust during the World War II. Eventually, Corrie was arrested and sent to the Ravensbrück concentration camp. She endured unimaginable suffering, losing her father and sister in the process. But in the darkest moments, Corrie clung to one truth. God was still in control. Even in a place filled with death and despair, she and her sister, Betsy, held secret Bible studies, encouraging others with the promises of God. And even though Betsy didn't make it out, Corrie survived and spent the rest of her life preaching a message of forgiveness, hope, and the sovereignty of God. One of Corrie's most famous quotes is this, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." Isn't that powerful? Have you ever been in a situation where everything felt chaotic, where you didn't understand why things were happening the way they were? Maybe you're in one right now. If so, let's turn to the Word of God for reassurance. In the book of Isaiah 46 verses 9 to 10, the Bible says, "I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Did you catch that? God already knows the end from the beginning. What looks like chaos to us is fully known and controlled by him. Think about Job. He lost everything, his family, his wealth, even his health. Yet, at the end of his suffering, in Job 42 verse 2, he declared, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Job came to understand that even when we don't see the full picture, God is working behind the scenes for our good. Can you trust him today? Maybe right now you're going through a storm. Maybe you've prayed and prayed, and nothing seems to be changing. But here's the question. Can you trust God even when life doesn't make sense? Let's look at what Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans 8 verse 28. He emphasized, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Look at that scripture. It doesn't say some things or only the good things. It says all things, even the pain, even the delays, even the disappointments. God is weaving it all together for your good. Trust him today and commit the unknown in your life to God who knows everything. As you go today, take a moment and reflect on these things. Where in your life do you need to surrender control to God? Maybe it's your career, your finances, your relationships, or your future. Whatever it is, will you lay it at his feet today? Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 tells us, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Can you trust God enough today to let go? As you go today, I want you to carry this truth with you. God is always in control. Not sometimes. Not only on the good days. Always. So whatever happens today, remind yourself, if things go as planned, God is in control. If everything falls apart, God is still in control. If you're waiting on an answer, God is working behind the scenes. Know that nothing is random in God's hands. Nothing is wasted. Go into your day with confidence. God's got you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are always in control. Even when life feels uncertain, even when we don't understand, we trust that you are working all things for our good. Help us to surrender our worries to you today and walk in the peace that comes from knowing you hold our lives in your hands. Help us to trust in you and live a life that surrenders everything into your care. Today, may our lives be praises to your name, and may we obtain favor, protection, and prosper in all our endeavors today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Until next time, stay encouraged and stay in faith. Blessings to you.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 3 and chapter 4. And for the evening, Mark chapter 8 verse 22 to 38. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.